I object.
Oh man, that's exactly what we're
overruled.
Preposterous.
I'm just gonna go with this one today.
Sounds sexy.
The Fool Scoopers, mostly just some guys. Bunch of thoughts, sit down, settle to
might need to make it shorter,
little
though.
Voices on modern lexicon. The Fool Scoopers, mostly just some guys. The Fool Scoopers, mostly just some guys. The Fool Scoopers.
Did you change that up?
No, it's the same one. Every time you hear it, it sounds new to you.
That's just so amazing. Like, I'm filled with so much joy and love in this moment. It has to come out with laughter and tears. Oh,
it's a hit.
Love, did you say?
Oh, what's like, that? What's that about?
For Valentine's Day?
Oh. Ah! Who's talking?
That's the word of the day.
Oh, I want a klaxon. You need like a
Is that what happens? Let's not say that anymore.
Every time. Okay. So yes.
Where's my media button? What is love? Welcome everybody to the Fool Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Alan Brown. This is the show where we take on topics of all shapes and sizes. Today, Valentine's and Ash Wednesday weird combination. I am here with
Johnny Kelso
and Winston Smith. Hey guys, I want to share a funny little story. I don't know how familiar you guys are with the movie Matilda.
Oh, yeah, very.
I don't know if you remember that scene with the Trunchbull when the little girl has the little pigtails.
Oh.
And she goes up there and she's like, "What are those?" And she's like, "What are what, Miss Trunchbull? Those things on the side of your head. You mean my pigtails? Are you a pig?" "No, Miss Trunchbull." So like that's the scene, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happens, you know. So somehow Mrs. Smith and I, we found the Spanish dub of Matilda. Mm. And it's that scene. And it's pretty much the same where she's like, "¿Qué es eso? ¿Qué, Mrs. Trunchbull? Esas cosas en tu cabeza. Mis chonguitos. ¿Y para qué tienes chonguitos? ¿Eres africana?"
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, "What? What?" Like, this is a children's movie.
Shit.
And I was like, "Oh, I was like, what? Oh my god!
How does that even tie in?
I don't know.
No one else on the planet allowed to have chonguitos?
Exactly.
Apparently not.
Jesus. But they're not even known for that.
I know.
You know, we're picturing Africa. We're not picturing like little chonguitos on the side. I don't even know where that racism.
I don't even know what to say. I normally have some.
There must be
stupid
some.
Shit. And thank you for canceling Matilda.
Just the Spanish dub, though.
The Spanish one.
Spanish, yeah. That's the Spanish one. That's. Oh, like oh my god! Like I felt sad.
That's the only reason why it hasn't.
They got away with it, right?
Yeah. They don't know what they're saying.
It's a different culture. They don't. Holy
the, the Mexicans are like,
"Ah, I haven't seen it that way." And on that note, let's bring it back to love. Alan, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Give me a second while I ask Bing.
Oh, shit.
Bing AI.
Do it.
What is love?
Because it's not Google.
A song by...
Oh, I messed it up. I typed "What was love?"
What was love?
Okay. It's giving me a whole bunch of...
it's not the same anymore.
What was love 100 years ago?
Yeah. No.
That, I think, you know what? I just thought of something. That would be the ultimate proof of whether the AI is in fact a true AI. If you mm-hmm. ask it, what is love? And if it doesn't, and if it responds with, baby, don't hurt me, you know, it's achieved sentience.
It's real.
It's real. It's sapient. It's alive. This is a real thing. But if it comes back with some explanation or whatever, some and like now, it still hasn't made it.
What is that song when that you put when people troll other people?
Rickroll?
Yeah. The
Rickroll, yeah.
It Rickrolls you?
If it ever Rickrolls you, it's
fuck. Come to shut it off. Shut it off.
That.
Oh my God.
Well, I'll tell you what it's brought up here.
Oh.
I can't share it with you because it's on a little sidebar here.
Well, then why tell me about it?
I can't share the screen. Sorry, I can't share the screen and show you that. But love, the first one was simply, what is love? Love is a complex and multifaceted emotion that ultimately, and then it goes into psychological view and, you know, it includes elements such as this and that.
It's
okay,
not sentient.
That's not it, Dr. Freud.
But you know, you got to ask the right questions.
All right.
So I was like, "What is love to you?"
Oh.
And it responded, "Love to me is like a symphony, a harmonious blend of emotions, experiences, and connections. Allow me to express it through a poetic lens." And actually wrote a poem.
It's trying. It's trying too hard.
Yeah,
no,
it's all,
I don't buy it.
Look at this.
I don't buy it.
It wrote a poem that it calls Love Symphony.
It wrote you a poem.
Wait. Yeah. Is it authentic?
Oh.
Is that the only one?
Well,
Did it ever show that to anyone else?
Yeah. Did you ever play around?
Did the cheating motherfucking being
plagiarism
write that to someone else?
To someone else. It ain't plagiarism.
Oh, okay.
It wrote it to someone
else. Yeah, like, is it playing you?
Right, it's a player. I don't care. Love is blind.
Open up your eyes, man.
It's real to me. It's real to me.
It can't love you.
Not yet. But with the right attachments.
Oh, you fucking beat me to it, you bastard. I was trying to put it together.
There's something there. It's there. I saw it in my head. You saw the puzzle pieces, but you were like, wait a minute, this goes somewhere.
Oh man.
Winston, you wanna tell everybody why we're talking about love?
I mean, this is the full scoop. You said it was a combination.
Yeah.
Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day. That's Ass Wednesday as far as I'm concerned.
Ass Wednesday. Yeah. Oh shit, it is Ass Wednesday. Get some ass and smash. I told my wife that I'm sorry this year. I actually have an excuse now. I'm like, Ash Wednesday trumps Valentine's Day. So sorry.
We have to observe it in a spiritual manner.
Right.
We're all going to go to bed early.
And we all know that fornication is reserved for reproduction only.
So not tonight. I don't know.
Well, what happens there? About this yesterday. What happens if you've had a vasectomy? I mean, is it sinning?
You're going to hell.
You're fornicating, but it's not in the...
No, it's the same thing. You're still going to hell.
As long as you don't pull out, it's like the attempt is there.
Just keep saying that to yourself. Oh, that's fucking great.
I'm just trying to find the legalese in this.
You're trying to fucking back way your way into heaven.
It's like, no, you knowingly went in for the vasectomy.
Number one, you modified your body, so you're fucked.
That's all right. You shouldn't even be clipping your nails.
Yeah, you don't fuck with that temple.
Yeah, you shouldn't cut your hair or anything. Like, it should all shed naturally.
Oh, okay.
What about medicine and shit like that? You know, that all goes against the grain.
Right. But, well, okay. There's resets to that, though. Right?
Oh, because you just go fucking...
You go confess.
Confess one?
You reset all that. So you can get as many tattoos as you want.
Because they... Yeah. I think they created that... you know how everything comes around, man? That's so weird. It's like... Oh, my God. How you can just confess your sins away.
Yeah.
Wash your hands in the water.
Yeah. Oh, that's no, I wasn't under the impression we had to get someone to sacrifice themselves for all of humanity every time.
Every single time.
Yeah, that's reset.
Right. I mean, but he said that it was for all eternity. So I think that one time we're good. I think
we're good. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like an extended warranty.
Yeah, right? Never, like henceforth? Yeah. It was something like that, henceforth?
I think so.
Perpetuity. I think you should have said that. Yeah, in perpetuity.
Yeah. The fine print. It was in the fine print.
I haven't gotten to that part yet. Winston and I were just talking about the different subsects of religion. And
it's a lot of subsects in
religion. There's so many.
So much subsects.
I can't say that probably. There's a T in there. There's supposed to be a T in there.
Basically, religion is very sexy. That was the appropriate response.
I like Kelso. That. I like that. <Thank you>. Nah. It's one of those.
So tell us about all the sex and religion.
Oh, man, there's so many. We're talking about how...
Allow me.
Sexy churches.
Oh, Ash Wednesday is observed by many denominations. Dollars, the Canadian dollars.
Of Wednesdays.
Lutherans, Methodists, Episcopalians, Presbyterians, and some Baptists. And
some Baptists.
I don't know what any of those means, but you know what happened there. Now I know, right? After a little bit of research, now I know there's Baptists and there's Anabaptists. So we found out that in the 1600s, because I don't really know any of these or what they their beliefs are. So I just looked up that very last one, which is Baptist. We found out that in the 1600s, they split from like the main a group of what? Protestant Christians. And then... Wasps. Sure. And then...
White,
then there was something...
Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Something that said Anabaptist. And I was like, well, what the hell is that? Anabaptist basically branched off from Baptists also in the 1600s. So they the Baptists couldn't even agree amongst themselves, and that's why some Baptists celebrate, so but not
basically
others.
What you're saying is if enough of a group doesn't like the rest of the group's opinions,
right,
they can break away and simply write up their own.
That's exactly religion, right.
And then just go with that. Just change that one part.
Yeah.
And then you co-opt the name.
And then say that they were wrong the whole time.
The whole time.
Right.
And they should follow them.
It's like Federalist and Anti-Federalist. Just very easy.
Anti-Federalist. Like,
I don't agree with you.
Every religion to me with that one.
Yeah. That's what it is. Branching off into
that's what we do here.
Different.
Convert everyone. Nope,
I was going to go to fucking church. Thanks a lot, Alan.
I thought you were going to say I was going to go to heaven, but I guess
back to fornication.
Well,
honey, we're back on.
I didn't think he's a swinger and he just.
Well, I'll tell you this. Do you want to save the planet? You need to go to Ash Wednesday. Yeah, I didn't say humanity. I'm saying the planet. You want to save the planet.
There's many planets. There's lots.
Well, there are a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I don't.
Well, I'll tell you why I bring it up. Because ashes, apparently, the ashes they use in church are eco-friendly.
Don't tell me they're fucking getting them from the bodies that they're cremating.
Vegan ash.
Oh. Yeah, you didn't know that?
Don't fucking tell me that. Do not fucking say that's true. I don't want walking around with some.
Now I
want
to say it, even though I didn't think it.
Fucking ash on my head. from leftovers from their furnace.
Whose uncle is this?
Oh, God.
Many churches save palm fronds from Palm Sunday. So that's the Sunday before Easter, and burn them to create the ashes that they put on the foreheads. Oh. And there's an 11th month difference. So they do that before Easter, and then they save them till next year when they do Ash Wednesday and start the cycle again.
So they're all
from ashes
old,
to ashes.
Old ashes.
They're all, none of these are fresh ashes, I'm sorry to say. But they are eco-friendly.
The church that I go to has fresh ash.
Oh, they got that money?
It's still warm. What's going on here?
It's warm.
It burns your forehead a little. Like,
that's right. There you go.
That's feel, a taste. That's a
feel
taste.
Salvation. Feel the salvation.
That is straight off the skillet, you know?
So.
Hot off the grill.
So someone in a relevant, just little piece of conversation. We're playing this like a grab bag, by the way. So for listeners out there, we don't really have a line here of what we're covering. But
so which do you celebrate that, first?
What
was that?
Valentine's or Ash Wednesday?
Which do you celebrate first?
Oh.
Because people like a lot of people like to go in the morning to church, just kind of, you know, you're still kind of sleepy. You don't really want to do much.
You can space out.
Yeah. You, just, you sit there, maybe pop in an ear pod, you know.
Okay.
Or do you, do you get the dirty deed done, then go cleanse?
And then go cleanse.
You know? Or is it salvation by fornication type of deal?
Ejaculation.
Oh, whoa.
You know what? I don't typically go to Ash Wednesday. Now you're guilting me into like.
Oh, you what?
Your question is sort of pressuring me into also doing the Ash Wednesday.
Are you not a Baptist Protestant man?
I apparently need to fill out a survey to figure out what denomination I am, because I have no idea. There's disagreements.
What dog tags say Roman Catholic is it? Yeah.
But then that's just him. Is that even genetic?
No, I don't even think he's sure. Is it genetic? Does he get passed? I think it does get passed on, or they try to pass it on. It depends if you take.
You know, I haven't. I've been reading the Action Bible, guys.
Oh,
whoa!
What is it?
Look at this. It's the Bible.
Comic Bible.
It's the Bible in comic.
The fuck up.
Comic
form.
Action comic form. Action comic form. There's
it's Holy Spider-Man.
There's murderers. There's action.
Well, there were lots of murders.
There's a lot of murdering going on
in the Bible.
You know,
it's a book of peace and love.
That is
murder.
Not what I see though.
That is one of the things I wanted to bring up. So it takes. I haven't gone to the part where they talk about Ash Wednesday, but it did very quickly get to like a murder with this guy named Cain and another guy named Abel.
Immediately and kicked off with a murder.
What is like that? Reading is an Agatha Christie novel like, let's get to the good part.
It's a whodunit, and you gotta read till you don't see it until 2 minutes.
You get to pick your own adventure in that way.
You kind of do. You the Book of John or the Book of Luke?
Yeah.
At the end, you can either be, you know, fucking there's so saved, many POVs. Or you're fucking. It says you're going to hell.
You either get to the resurrection, or you end up at Revelation, and you're like, oh, now go to the page 78.
Oh no, yeah. Genesis.
Here we go again.
So
that would be interesting.
So very early on here, we meet this guy named Lot. That's his name, Lot. Mm. And he is Abraham's nephew. So he has his own little, goes in and makes his own little town. And this is where Sodom and Gomorrah comes into play. Oh. Yeah. And then I'm trying to get to this little part here where apparently they start rioting in Lot's town because these angels, these very fair, what do you call that? Like fair complexion, you know, they're beautiful, angelic men. They're angels that came to give Abram a message.
Germans.
Oh, interesting. And interesting line of thought there. And so then they go talk to Abram, and then they go, and I'm calling him Abram because that's his name at this time. And then they go to Lot's village to warn him that he should get out because this whole town, yeah, God's going to wipe it out. And the villagers, this is very interesting. So they are not only rioting, but then they see these dudes.
No need to.
And one of them says to him, there's something strange about those two men. They're so pretty. And then someone else says,
I'm having confused thoughts.
And probably rich.
And another, let's kill him.
And another very serious man says, let's rob them and have our way with them. So, it gets wait, quickly into gay sex.
I'm into the robbing part, but I don't know.
Isn't that
why we're robbing them?
We're gonna rape and pillage. Wait. What's that first part? I just wanted their stuff, man.
That's just the sensation those men gave them. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Could you fucking imagine? Like,
that's the power of angels.
Having the power
of an angel.
Yeah. Oh,
of converting your sexuality into sexual assault.
Jesus. Fucking Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson. I'll make you I'll make you suck it. You'll love it. You'll crave it.
Oh.
He was an angel in disguise.
Well.
He is an angel.
Oh. That's because he went to confession.
He went to confession.
Yeah.
Salvation.
Yep. I don't know where weed falls in there, but you mentioned earlier medicines and stuff.
It's natural. It's natural.
It's all natural.
It just grows that way.
God just gave you. It just gave it to you.
The burning bush is right there. Uh-huh. Yep.
I haven't gone to that part either. We're all born with one. A burning bush? I'm trying
through one.
Your word association there is all over the place. I'm can't through keep up. One.
It hurts.
Felt like it was on fire.
What else were we talking about?
Anyways,
just a little blood.
That's all I got.
How did we lose the comic plot? You were going to talk about the Action Bible.
That is interesting.
Oh, that's what I wanted to share. The gay sex.
Is it accurate?
What do you mean?
Is it meant to be
accurate? Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's... I have to say this. It must be, and I have seen already, that it's an abridged version because you can't have, like, you know, the actual Bible is this many pages. So how are you going to fit the pictures? You got to cut out some words, right?
I thought the picture was worth 1,000 words.
They cut to the juicy parts.
In fact, it's longer if you see it that way.
It's only just as many pages, parts.
But all pictures.
It's just the murders.
It's just the murderous parts. The ones that will keep your attention.
This is what you see when you're born.
Whoa.
Right?
The burning bush, right?
And that's what the universe saw in the beginning. There was nothing. And it kicks off from there, man. It kicks off pretty fast, actually.
Boom! That's your big bang right there.
1 minute you have nothing. And then the next minute you have everything. When the plot moves quickly, we were talking about the pacing. The pacing is faster than Breaking Bad. It's just it just keeps going and building and building. And this one guy, he has two sons. And then next page, he goes, and his descendants will outnumber the sands. Holy shit. Like, how do we get there so fast?
Jesus.
That's and that's still not modern day. That's how many descendants he had.
I just saw I thought it was pretty cool, was another translation, we could say, of the Bible.
Right.
Called the Bible for Gen Z.
Oh.
Have you heard of this?
No. I have not.
It's so someone or a group, I don't know if it was more than one guy, translated the Bible pretty much word for word into fucking like Gen Z language so that these idiots can understand it properly.
I saw that for Harry Potter, but I didn't know they'd done it for, for done the Bible.
They've done it, man.
And you can buy this, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the motivator. I thought it was hilarious. He's like, and the angel said to Mary, yo, bitch, God, or the man upstairs thinks that you're pretty cool. And some weird, cheesy shit like that. But I was laughing my ass off. I don't know if you can find the clip or something, but it's hilarious.
I'm seeing this. How long ago did you see that?
Fucking yesterday, man.
Okay. I'm seeing something from September 2023. New Bible translation just dropped. What is it? Think of it as a Sunday sermon
for her Gen Z. It dropped. Yeah.
As a Sunday sermon, as retold by your 20-year-old little cousin. The account's most popular video tells the story of Mary's virgin birth. And then you want to take a stab at this
reading? He will live rent-free in your womb, okay? it was pretty funny, dude.
Can you read this?
Where is it? There we go. Mary was a pick-me girl for God and was simping for him in prayer when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and said, you passed God's vibe check. And he wants you to be the mother and main of the main character, the son of the top G.
She said, bet.
Bet?
The question is probably a question. She let the Holy Spirit cook.
There's more between that, what though, man. It's hilarious. What does mean?
I really don't understand that as a verb.
Yearning?
Simping, yeah.
Like, I need you.
Okay. We had yearning already.
Yeah.
That's already.
We had all of those words already. Yeah, we had all of those. And they even meant other things. Like no cap. That already means something. That means you don't have your cap on.
Oh, but there now is excessive sympathy and attention toward another person. Typically someone who does not reciprocate the same feelings in pursuit of affection or a sexual relationship.
You know, that's a great topic for Valentine's Day. Yes. You know, you send out Valentine's. Simping. You send out Valentine's, right? Yeah. And you might not get them back. But you gotta understand in real life, you can't go that next level and stalk the person.
That's why the fucking pack comes with 14, so you play the game of odds.
They're trying to tell you. They're trying to tell you, like, hey.
I'm fucking getting laid. I don't give a fuck.
I thought that was capitalism. In case you needed, like, 20, you can't just buy a few more. You have to buy a whole other pack.
Oh. No, I think that one deliberately. They give you 22 just in case.
Because there's
you still got all 22 of them, don't you, Jenny? Never took him out of the package.
No.
There's 30 kids in a class, so you have to buy two packs, what I'm saying.
That's how they get you. Yeah.
Ah, Valentine's. A day for capitalism.
And fornication.
Are
there any Valentine's stories that you guys have?
Interesting.
I have one.
Oh, okay. Go for it. That's already it'll get my wheels
bad. Spin. Like it's more of a cautionary tale.
Okay. Go for it.
I believe it or not,
I already do.
Accidentally broke up with a girl on Valentine's Day.
Accidentally.
I fucking accidentally did it. I mean, things were going great. I wasn't thinking of that day. Like I was like, you know what?
Right.
And I'm like, we got to talk. So she's like, okay. And I'm like, in person. So she got excited.
Right. Dude, right. You're totally fuck. He's got a ring.
He's going to propose. He's
got a ring. Jesus Christ. Promise ring, at least.
I think I fucked her up for life.
Oh, God damn.
I've been keeping up with her face, and it's not going well since then with relationships.
It's been all downhill since 2003 for this poor girl.
Every year on this day, she deactivates her accounts.
I think it was in fucking school, like at the beginning of the school day. Yeah, like I ruined the whole fucking day. Like every time she got a candy, like she just threw it away.
Fuck.
Fuck that up, man. She just had to sit there all day looking at people making out and being lovey-dovey. And I fucking ruined it. So like, if you're gonna do it, like, hold off, think about it. It was pretty bad. I fucking felt horrible. I even cried a little.
Wait, tell me this. Okay.
Out of the guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You jumped ahead here. Like, when did you realize it was Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Fucking or in the middle of it?
Oh no, she made it very clear.
Yeah.
like that was the first words out of her mouth.
On Valentine's Day.
And I'm like, fuck.
What?
I mean, we can wait.
We can wait.
You know, we can pretend this day.
Yeah. We can still do stuff today if you want.
We can mingle.
You can't do that, Joe. You owe her at least 3 more months for that.
Yeah.
I know.
And then the next day, on my birthday? Fuck!
Why does it keep lining up?
Let's just wait till our anniversary.
You know what? That would probably be the best time so that they only have to worry about one day. Yeah.
It's already associated with you.
Yeah, it's the same day.
Because, you know, you don't want them thinking about the anniversary and then the actual breakup date either.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the best time's on the anniversary. So it's like, all right, it's just one day they got to ugh.
I've been there too, though. Not exactly in that situation, but then you always.
The dumpy.
You always get I wasted X years of my life, you know?
She knew it was Valentine's. She did it in a Valentine's Day card.
Oh, no.
You open it and it just says, we're done. And you look up and she's gone.
Will you not be mine?
Will you not? She drew it in there.
Yeah, oh, I'm gonna make Valentine's Day pickup cards.
There's money in this.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Hallmark that.
Sinister.
Hallmark, Walmart, all those stores are gonna have to make an extra shelf for the breakup. You know?
Breakup cards. Fucking dude, I think breakup cards will fucking fly off the shelf.
They will.
Because you never know what the fuck to say to them.
You can't.
They're
got
fucking telling you for you. They're saying it for you.
They spent money to break up with me.
And then you just sign it so they know it's authentic.
It's even got the, what's it called? The notary public and everything. I signed this. I want you to know this was me.
They slipped like a 20 in it, you know? Hey, there you go. Hey, Cut your losses, please.
You know, I'm leaving you cab fare to get home.
This is a little for you. A little something for you.
This is the most evil thing we've ever come up with.
What are you talking about?
And yet the most financially viable. I wonder why that is.
Oh, my God. We got to get in on the line of divorce cards and everything. The
safest investment. Oh,
shit. I think, man, you have to Google this. There's no way I just came up with this.
Do not do that because you will put it into the AI.
No!
Keep it.
They will take the idea.
Keep it to yourself. And then,
how do you get on that show with the sharks?
With the Shark Tank?
Yeah. You gotta, you have to have some prototype.
I don't need shit. I just, the idea, bro. It's the fucking idea. Instant fucking offer, I guarantee you.
You show up with a regular Valentine's Day card.
You show up with confidence. I'm going to walk in there like, picture this.
Yeah.
And they're going to fucking throw up money.
He's good. He's banking everything on charisma. I don't know if
it's the that's idea. The idea.
Hey, and it's gonna be on Valentine's Day.
Hey, look, whatever, Mark.
You like, hey, how vision. Fast can we get it's, these on the shelves? I need one now.
Sweeps week.
Well, I have a story. Since we're talking about money. So I called 1-800-Flowers, I think, that big, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's pretty well known. And I think it was 2 weeks misspelled ahead.
It?
No. Followers.
One, you got sex line?
1-800-Followers.
Thank you for calling Flowers. How may I pleasure you?
I thought you were going to go into like, is it pick up or delivery?
So I call them and I put an order.
Why did it automatically go to that?
Yeah, you should do Ash Wednesday first.
It's gonna be too much.
It's already been too much.
Oh man. Sorry, proceed.
I forgot the memory. I put in an order and like 2 weeks ahead of time. I mean, I feel like that's pretty reasonable. And everything was lined up. And I went all out. I was really trying to impress this girl. I worked with her and I ordered flowers and I wanted the flowers to be delivered at work. We're going to be working at the same time. But that was risky because what if our shift didn't align for that week? So I decided, you know what? I'll just get them ordered to the house. I end up working like an opening shift and the flowers never show up. And now it's like 5 o'clock. And I'm thinking like, you know what? Shit happens. Sometimes deliveries don't get made. So I had spent, I don't know if I already said this. Like 150. I know, right? That's not good enough.
Doesn't matter.
You can't tell. Hey, shit happens. And deliveries don't get made.
Yeah, circumstance is not an excuse.
Right. So I spent like $150 on the bouquet of flowers from 1-800-Flowers. I mean, that's already too much. But now to have spent that much and then like nothing gets here, like, oh, man.
Oh, not to get none?
Dude. Yeah. So I get out of my shift. She's still working. So I go.
Backup.
And I have to go to backup. I hit Walmart. And I'm like, well, now I can't just show up with just Walmart flowers.
You don't have to tell her they're Walmart flowers.
Oh, they know.
They know.
They know. They can smell them. It's different.
Yeah. This has been mixed with produce.
Yeah.
It smells like bananas.
So I went and bought like the most decent thing that I could at Walmart. And then I was like, wait, I can't just show up with flowers now, with Walmart flowers. So then I bought some chocolates and I went back to work and I gave them to her and she was happy. But I could tell the reaction was like, you know. That's not the reaction that I paid for.
Walmart reaction?
That was not $150 worth of reaction. It was like $60
worth of reaction.
Wait. She's like, hey, just sit it on the side over there, honey.
Yeah. So was it, you think the reaction was the price? Like, you know, she saw what you got her and, uh-huh. Or was it maybe she wasn't that into you?
No.
It was definitely the price.
It was definitely the price.
Okay.
And it's not the price necessarily, but it's the quality. Like you can tell, like on Valentine's, Walmart flowers have already been out for 2 weeks, like on the on the display. So they're already kind of wilting. Yeah. So it's like, that's what was left. This is at the end of the workday. So everybody else already picked up like the best stuff.
The good ones.
So, yeah. You know, I picked up I picked off a few petals and I was like, pretty enough as much as possible. But it definitely wasn't what I wanted to give, nor what, you know, someone would want to receive. It's like, here's the thought. Yeah, here's the thought. And okay, it's nice, you know, whatever.
Seems like an afterthought to me.
Right. Exactly.
It's the afterthought that counts.
You clearly forgot. It's like this mixed feelings of like, you know, being grateful, but then also realizing, the timing, the quality, this is an afterthought.
You're sweating.
Yeah.
Hey.
No,
I forget you.
No, I ran I ran in there sweating the second time, which I'm about to lay out here. So I give her that. It happened again. I'll tell you. That's where I'm going to. So I do that. And then I go back home. I'm a little disappointed because my shift is over, right? She's still working. So I go back home. And I'm watching TV, waiting for her to get out of her shift.
And you're going to be like prepping things to make it up to her.
Fucking pedals all over the fucking place.
Nothing's happening now. It's Walmart flowers, bro.
Oh, trying to make up. Okay.
No, there's not. Now it's not going to work.
Even trying.
No.
Yeah. I'm watching TV.
Chalk it as a loss.
No, I'm really young here, so there's no like I can't invite her like come over.
Stupid 1-800.
It's none of that. So then I hear a honk outside, and it's 9 p.m. and it's FedEx guy shows up. Yeah, with a large package. A large package.
Come get your broken vase.
Yep. And my $150 flowers arrived at 9 p.m.
Wow. Just in time.
I get in the car and I drive back to work.
Time to save the day.
Oh, no.
And, you know, that I had to do a little like bit of explaining, like, no, it's definitely, I mean, no, that was definitely
are you
not.
Trying to make up for the message.
The message
you got
was
earlier?
Delivered. The message.
Now it is more of an after. Oh, now he found some.
Oh, man.
Now he went to real dude. Flower store.
Well,
was it? Did you get the reaction you want?
Oh yeah, I married her.
That's a happy ending.
There you go. Yep.
Did you have to explain?
Yeah, of course. No, I explained, and she was very understanding. I was like,
"She's still mad about it."
I had to tell you. You understand how I used to work in logistics for a little bit. We'll see what happens. Sometimes is the trucks don't make their last mile delivery on time, and they it went about as well as it could.
Look, just show her the receipt, man. Look, I got it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Got the confirmation email
that ruins the surprise, but. At that point, the surprise was ruined about as much as it was going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know if the lesson there is never give up or...
Never surrender.
Or something like that. Just don't surrender, at least.
Begin with.
Just don't try.
Just keep it like with the police. Just keep your mouth shut and just wait. Be patient and you'll see how it'll work out.
Yeah. I wonder how many fucking sociopaths are out there like me. I like to my wife hasn't caught on yet, but I like to pick a fucking fight right on fucking Valentine's or the day before. But you got to do it strategically to where she thinks that she's being a bitch. you know what I mean?
Oh, that's complex.
How do you find a woman with that much self-awareness? God, I'm going to get in trouble.
No. It's all me. I'm the mastermind. But, you know, that way when they get the gift, I almost make them forget that it's Valentine's.
They're so mad.
That's how they're so at you.
I turned it on them.
Burning, like brain cells are just too active on hating you and to then, realize and then the date.
Yeah. And then I hit them with the love.
Oh, man.
And then they're like, man, I've been a bitch this whole time.
Ooh.
I need to make up for it.
Right.
Yeah. It's
like,
the best.
Like you realize what time it is on Valentine's. You forgot Valentine's altogether, and still no BJ. Like that's like I don't even know what to say.
Yep. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, you gotta.
What's the ratio on that?
It's
what's your KD?
80-20.
Oh, okay,
yeah, it's not bad.
80-20.
That's Pareto's. Yeah, Pareto's law.
It's not. I think I got it down.
Uh-huh. Some tweaking.
I practiced throughout the whole year.
Right.
I would be in so much trouble. I would have to spend so much. I'm not going to be able to pull it off this year.
No. Never again.
Yeah. Give it a
fresh in her mind.
Right. It's fresh. Give it a couple. Well, you know what we'll do?
Is this after?
I will post this in the afternoon on Valentine's.
No, it's okay. She never hears it the day of.
Oh, there you go.
I'm good. Unless she's fucking hearing me right now. It's like,
oh, that's right there. Peeking.
Behind the door. Just. Mm-hmm. Where did she get that rolling pin from?
Say more.
Nothing for dinner today?
I'll go get you something.
Yeah.
please let me leave the house.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I think it is time to reflect on what we've learned besides some tactics of manipulation.
Oh, there's many things, aren't there? So you can make your own religion just because you don't agree with the original religion. Yeah,
that's 100%.
That's all I learned.
Oh, yeah. You just need like a group of like five people to disagree with the bigger group.
What makes it a religion and not a congregation?
I think you have to register somehow.
You need the religion to congregate. You need
the tax ID or the tax-free ID.
No.
What do you mean? Wait, no to which one?
We both said stuff. The tax... No.
What are you talking about?
How do you become to a religion?
Oh, okay. Well, I could put a link to that.
It's too long. Okay.
No, I could. Yeah. Basically, you have to have enough
God
people.
Has to pick you. Yeah. Oh, I get it. Okay. I get it.
It's all politics.
You know, I don't think they write manuals for this because of something that happened in Waco.
Oh,
you don't want people getting ideas.
So when the fuck does it turn into a cult?
Right. So it was a religion until it became a cult.
Fucking cult?
You know what? So I think it's in the eye of the beholder. It's in the eye of the beholder. Is it?
It's in the eye of the IRS.
That.
Of the federal government?
Yeah, that's what I'll say.
Motherfuckers. Well, no, because I don't think they would care as long as nobody's hurting anybody. Fuck, man, I'm going to open up a whole other branch of conversation.
There's your next topic.
What
right
do
there.
You mean about hurting anyone?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
a lot of people have been hurt.
You know, it's
a religious government.
Right. So, Twin Flames, have you heard of this? Twin Flames. There was a documentary on, I want to say, Twin Netflix.
Peaks. I like that.
It sounds like a homophobic slur.
Nah. Cool. So, oh man, if you haven't seen,
together,
you know what? I'll leave it there. That'll be homework for our listeners and for you guys. So, Twin Flames universe. Oh, it's called Escaping Twin Flames.
Homework? I don't think so.
Yeah. No, it's nefarious. It's manipulative. I think you'll like it. This guy. Turned himself into a Jesus to this group of people that he was helping. Well, he was to a lot of different
desperate people.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You can say it that way. But again, the argument is cult or not cult. A lot of people who escaped, quote unquote, escaped this cult would call it a cult straight out. But the cops have gone and investigated. Unfortunately, there's no legal grounds. Why? Because they're not physically hurting anybody, and the members are there by their own choosing.
You don't need to hurt someone to be a cult, okay?
You just have to be weird.
That's what we're... You just have to freak people out a little. Make people uncomfortable. So then
when the fuck is it a religion?
Oh.
We'll cover that next time.
Man. That's a big one. Because
there's some fucking religions that freak me out.
Yeah.
And there's some cults that don't.
Thank you for listening to us on The Fool Scoop today. If you like what you hear, be sure to follow us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or YouTube or whatever social media you follow us on.
Yeah, we don't look at any of them anyways.
I do.
Oh.
Womp, womp, womp.
I have to.
And if any of you out there have any stories of Valentine's, or if you can answer my religious or cult question, or if you have a cult of your own,
and you're interested, if you're looking,
you need followers. Let us know. We'll put it out there, man. I don't know. Maybe it might be the next Christianity. Who knows?
And as always, you can find links for today's stories in the show notes.
You've just received The Fool Scoop.
Sabloso.
Amen.
The fucking amen was set up, man.
What?
I mean, that amen was like the universe was calling for it. It was so appropriate. I didn't think of it.
In nomine Patrie, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti.